We've got one elected official here. Any thoughts of anything in regard to the budget? Mona, do you care to come to the mic? So maybe those that are sitting in their office, there's some I know that are probably listening, so they know what you're thinking.
Yeah, I know one of our largest expenses is with our tax sale and with the certified mail and the publication. I usually send out the certified mail in May, so this year I'm sure it's going to get pushed back to at least June, talking with some of the other counties on what they're doing, and there's some hiccups in it this year. One county had already sent out their certifieds, and so you get your green card back with the signatures, but they're not signing them this year. It's the person who's delivering the mail is actually doing the signature, so we're trying to get through legal to see how that's going to work out, because they're not actually having the customer sign.
Are you saying you're still planning on trying to pursue having a tax sale?
I have questions out there for some of the, for Lee Royale. I sent him an email and haven't got a response back. There's the question of if you have to have it for the C properties, which is your third year. One of the lawyers has said that you still need to, you can stop your A sales because you only have to have your sale every third year. But if you don't go ahead and have your B's and C's, then you are out of your routine and you may have to start over. So anyhow, there's still the question on that. So until I have the legal's opinion on that, I have to think about moving forward at least. But my point is with the certified mail expense and the publication expense to push those out as far as possible. And I'm going to be making phone calls to all the people that are delinquent on their 18s that I can reach and ask them to please consider paying before June just to get those to where we don't have to go to publication. And anyone that's listening, please, you know, look at that, because some of these tax bills are only $5 and $10, and to wait and have that go to publication and have to pay $30 to $50 extra dollars because you're wanting to wait till the last minute, it's just not feasible for us or for you, either one. So that's why I'm going to be making the phone calls.
So your question, the only one that would be affected is those that are third year that are offered now. They've been offered for 2 years. Mm-hmm. And if it was held till next year, then they would be advertised and they would have possibly another year on it.
That, or do we have to start all over again? If, because the way the statute says, it says consecutive years on the third year properties. So if you don't offer it consecutively, does it start back over again if you haven't offered it 3 consecutive years? So that's where my legal question is right now. So there's some that say that you have to do at least your third year, and my third years, I've got that 2JK that's got like 150 of them, so half of my third years are just one person. So.
Yeah.
So I've got to look at the expenses of that and try to see if I can get at least all of these little ones to go ahead and pay ahead of time, because half of the tax sale properties are under $100 probably. Not considering the SIDS properties that I have several hundred of are well over that, but.
And typically those that are already there 3 years, they don't want them.
That is
and
correct.
And they're just there to.
Or they want them, but they want to take the chance of them not selling at the tax sale so that they can redeem them if they really want them. They let them go to the tax sale believing that not all of them are going to sell, so they'll get to keep them for another year, and then they just redeem them before their time limit is up if they do actually sell. Not the C's as much because they only have 90 days, but.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, I'd be anxious to see the legal opinion because, and also how they'd give a legal opinion, how they could have a sale if they couldn't have more than 10 in the room. And,
true.
And
true.
So I'm sure that
if you don't stay up on it, and then all of a sudden it comes to where you can have the sale, but we haven't got all my notifications, then it's more my fault than.
I believe talking to all of people involved and the legislators, I believe that would be taken care of. Yes.
And it affects our county a lot because of the number of tax sale properties as opposed to some of the others that only have age of 10. So we're all talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
And you say the return receipts are being signed by the carriers.
The carrier, and he'll write their initials and then write, you know, COVID-19 on it.
Wow.
So you don't actually have proof. I mean, is the mail carrier going to come before the courts if somebody...
I'm assuming the mail carrier signing that and delivering, knowing that person's been delivered.
Yes.
Gotcha.
That's what they're saying. But then if it comes, you know, 5 years down the road, to get back to that mail carrier to come up and testify that that's what he did. So that question is out there before legal, too. We just haven't got the opinion back on it.
And what it would mean is if you felt it was in doubt, you just got to post the property.
And that would be a lot on 1,000 properties.
Thank you.
We'll be in recess, and we'll recess upstairs for at 10 o'clock. We'll go into executive session for legal and personnel.
Yeah.
And then daily staff review and agenda request afterwards. So we'll be in recess, 9:54.
On that sign on receipts, if you guys have noticed, when on your used to where you went in to do a credit card and some of the places that had your sign, they're not having your sign now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Whole different world.